Well, last Sunday, at the Mass on the grass, I think it was a manifestation and an expression of love that we have for God and for one another. We came all to worship. The young and the old, the rich and the poor, people of all races and nations. A wonderful experience. We all came to worship the Creator and to enjoy each other's friendship. If you noticed, the weather started like it started today. It was overcast. And then, during the reading of the Gospel, while Father Jerome was reading, the sun started to come out, preparing the sun, S-U-N, preparing the way. Because up to that, to the consecration, then we had clear skies. The sun came out. I had to put the sunglasses on. I couldn't put the hat on because it was consecration time. But anyway, the sun prepared the way for the sun, S-O-N. Beautiful. Last year, for those who came, remember also, Father Jerome mentioned it, there was a seagull that came through. And Father Jerome, at first, he thought it was the Holy Spirit. So he was very careful what to say, because he will go and report everything to God. But it was a seagull, all right. And you know, I did some research, and I found it was a Catholic seagull. And you know why? Because here we are all congregated together, like a mass of people, and when the seagull came over us, it flew upside down. She didn't want to mess up the congregation. Anyway, really, that Mass on the grass is an expression, and for those people who missed it, please make a point to be there next year. It's an expression of faith and trust in Jesus Christ from all the parishioners. Last Sunday's celebration enforces today's readings that God's saving love for humanity admits no exclusiveness. God's covenant has no limitations regarding race, gender, or ethnicity. We get together Sunday after Sunday as children of God, and now we are asked to put that into practice, what we believe. The prophet Isaiah says that the foreigners, non-Jewish, now has a rightful place in God's temple. They take part in the worship. They are members of God's people. My house is a house of prayer for all people. We are all spiritual immigrants moving towards the kingdom. We decided to follow Christ at the moment of baptism. And now we are called Catholic Christians. Catholic means universal. Now, when you recite the creed, I checked this to make sure, the Catholic word is not capitalized. Why? Because it qualifies church, all those. The church is one. Catholic, holy, apostolic. They qualify the Church of Christ. Catholic means universal. And we are to take that name seriously. In the Holy Scriptures, the name of a person served many a time a very practical purpose. It expressed the mission of that person. Jesus means Yahweh saves. God saves. Emmanuel, God is with us. Abram was called by God Abraham. It means father of many nations. He became the origin of a new nation. Simon, the fisherman, he was called Peter by Jesus, Petros, rock, because Jesus meant to build his church on Peter the rock. Jesus declared that we cannot any longer be divided. And Matthew in today's gospel states that the norm for discipleship is not race or ethnic origin, but persistent faith in Jesus Christ. The woman in today's gospel, though a Gentile, persisted in speaking to Jesus, and she merited some of the highest praise paid by Jesus to anyone in the gospels. Woman, great is your faith. Now remember, I think two Sundays ago, Jesus said to his disciples, O ye of little faith. And now he's saying to this woman, woman, great is your faith. The love of God is universal. God is love. The only definition that we have of God in the Holy Scriptures. God is love. Jesus Christ is the personified love of God. He is the full and complete revelation of God. The second grade children went on, they were drawing something on paper, whatever they wanted to draw. A little boy was doing some nice, beautiful flowers and this and that. And the teacher said, James, what are you doing? He said, I am making a picture of God. She said, nobody knows what God is like. Well, he said, they will know when I finish with it. God is love. There are many areas in which we show prejudice, even if at times we don't mean it. We ignore and fail to cherish handicapped people. Some do not reverence the elderly. At times, we do not include in our company those who do not look like us or do not have the same education as we do. We are to extend God's love to every human being, from the womb to the tomb. We are asked to let the walls of our hearts crumble so that our love goes forth. As the Berlin Wall was crumbled and brought the people together, and as I hope that one time the Bethlehem Wall will crumble and bring the people together again. The walls of our hearts should crumble. Only that way the love of God can be manifested in us. We are to look for people who are less fortunate than we are. And yes, if we look deep down in our hearts, we might find a little bit of Archie Bunker in all of us. Let us live our baptismal promises. If we are to be called Christians, if we are to be called Catholics, then we cannot leave anyone out. Our love for God should manifest itself in loving God's masterpiece, the human person. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.